According to Indian officials, at least 3,000 people are still missing as heavy and incessant rains, which began in mid-June, continue to hit northern regions, with the state of Uttarakhand most affected. Official figures show that 1,000 people have died, but as debris is cleared, these numbers are expected to rise. Christian Aid local partner organisation CASA is providing immediate relief to those who need it most. And Christian Aid officers are on the ground to assess long-term issues such as housing and livelihoods. Melanie Smith is a press officer for Christian Aid. She is currently in Uttarakhand state, visiting communities affected by the recent devastating flash floods and landslides. I spoke to Melanie about the situation.
Many people have been affected by the extreme weather that has happened recently. It's the largest rainfall that they've had in the area and the largest monsoon in about 80 years. So it's really affected people here in many different ways. Yesterday I visited a camp that's being supported by Christian Aid local organisation, and they're supporting about 500 people from the local area whose houses have been destroyed by floodwaters and debris and so forth. And they're helping them by supplying them with food and water and blankets and facilitating essential medical assistance for those who need it as well. Today we visited a mountain community. They're quite isolated, but yet they're still affected by these weather patterns, and they've experienced some landslides within the last 2 weeks, which caused devastation for them. I met one family who lost four members of their family when their house was crushed by falling debris from higher up in the mountains. And this is the first time that they've actually experienced a landslide. And it was caused by what they call a cloudburst, which is extremely heavy rain in a very small area, and it comes down extremely quickly. I guess in the UK we would say that's a downpour, but it's extreme. And it's because they live so far up on such a steep incline, a lot of the ground has shifted, causing cracks in their houses and so forth. And it was devastating meeting people who've lost loved ones because of it. And I think it's really important to highlight their story, because it's not just people living by the rivers that are affected by this. It's people high in the mountains as well.
Melanie, are we speaking of rural populations here?
We're talking about both. I mean, the people that we met in the camp, they live in an urban area, which is beside a river, which was inundated with a lot of water and debris from higher up the river. So that affected urban people who live near rivers. And it's also affecting rural people who live in isolated villages that are affected by, one could say, the effects of climate change. In fact, they're getting more rainfall in shorter amounts of time. The monsoon is coming earlier, it's heavier. And these are things that they're just not used to, and it's affecting them in different ways, but both to the same extreme.
Melanie, you mentioned your partner organisation, CASA, who is providing immediate relief. What about long-term relief? You speak of people who have lost everything. Yeah. Do you have any plans on the ground to be with them?
Christian Aid at the moment, through CASA and a few other partner organisations, are at the moment assessing the situation. I mean, at the moment, we're working, as you said, immediately, but we will work for the long term for resilient recovery in the forms of shelter and livelihoods, because this is very important for the future. You know, they have to have a means of supporting themselves, and that is something that we're going to be supporting them in doing. But at the moment, we're assessing everyone's needs, especially those in greater need.
Are there many children or women involved?
Yes, there are. Obviously, everybody has been affected, but women and children have been affected too. Many schools have been destroyed, so the future of many children's education is uncertain at the moment. But it's definitely something that Christian Aid are aware of, and hopefully there will be a solution. But at this time, everyone's just trying to cope with the current situation. But we are moving towards and working towards and helping them cope and survive in the long term.